And we're back on this Getaway Friday morning. Getaway Friday. Aren't we having a great time here on WWGH Radio as we head into the weekend? We got a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hi. I have the answer for your trivia question.
Go right ahead.
Yes, it's Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good.
Those are the next two lyrics.
Yes.
That's the enthusiasm we like on a Friday morning.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Now, what does that song mean?
What's the song mean to me?
Yeah, well, I mean, what is the meaning of it? I know they play it at Red Sox games. What's the purpose?
Let me think about this real fast.
Because, I mean, is it about a girl? I mean, is that the idea? But then I don't know why.
It's about going on a date, I believe.
It's about going. So why has it become a baseball song?
Why has it became a baseball song?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe the people in Boston date a lot. You think maybe the Red Sox, they get out on
a
lot of dates.
They might have.
That could be what it is. I don't know. Well, because the Yankees do New York, New York. Now, I understand
exactly,
that one.
Yes.
But Sweet Caroline for the Boston Red Sox, I don't understand.
I'm not sure either.
Well, I tell you, you are a winner. Let's see here.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's big time here on Getaway. You got any big weekend plans?
It's actually my birthday weekend, yes.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
I appreciate that.
All right. We've got tickets to Zambezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, and Jack Hanna's Wilds.
Oh, wow. Is that an option between three of them?
The option between three of them.
I'll take the Columbus Zoo.
The Columbus Zoo. All right. And what's your name?
My name's Phil Southward.
What was that name? Phil?
Phil, yeah, P-H-I-L.
Okay, Phil. Now, Phil,
Southward.
What was the last name?
S-O-U-T-H-W-A-R-D.
Okay. Now, Phil, do you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, Phil, I thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy the show, and we'll have your zoo tickets here. We'll be here till 1 o'clock today, but you can also pick them up next week.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, see, there's some enthusiasm from Phil. All right. It was Sweet Caroline. Does anybody know the background of why that became a baseball song? I really, I've never really understood that. Sweet Caroline. Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. All right, now we're down to one. How about that? We're moving right along with this music trivia. I never thought this would work, but apparently it's a popular thing. All right, the one that's left. Here are the first two lines. Does anybody know the next two? Eyes that look like heaven, lips like sherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lyrics of that song? 740-383-9944. Now, we've also got some regular trivia questions here. Does anybody know the name of John Forsythe's last television series? Or, what local business, which is still in business, sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007? What was WMRN's slogan in 1947? Does anybody know that? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 county fairs? And what TV show did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? Does anybody know that? What TV show, did Robert Kennedy first appear on after the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open 20 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday morning. Tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. I believe we have more Columbus Zoo tickets left here. And tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Now remember, Zumbezi Bay is good through Labor Day. And the Columbus Zoo, I believe, is good through the end of the year. And then we have the Wilds, which I believe is good through the end of October. That might be our last pair of Columbus Zoo tickets. Maybe we have some more somewhere. All right. There we go. Does anybody know the answers to the trivia question? 740-383-9944. Estimated attendance at the 1945 County Fair. WMRN's slogan in 1947. And I think it was the slogan longer than just 1947. What local Marion business, which is still in business, sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball back in 2007? What was the name of John Forsythe's last television series that he was the star of? What television series did a parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows in the 1990s? And what TV show did RFK, Robert Kennedy, first appear on after the assassination of his brother, John F. Kennedy? And then we have our last music trivia here, our last song. Here are the first two lines. Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. What are the next two lyrics to that song? The next two lines. 740-383-9944. Or does anybody know anything about the Rushmore Academy? Why it closed? What kind of school it was? Any of these intricate details on a Friday morning? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. The Lia printing, was they the sponsor for the...
The charity ball?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, Light Police Printing was not the sponsor, but it is a local business, and it is still in business, and it's a pretty big local business.
Okay.
All right.
What? And then the school?
Yes.
I thought it was for kids that dropped out of school, and then they decided to go back and get their diploma.
That was what Rushmore was all about?
That's what my thinking was.
Well, see, I know that the regular schools are about, just regular school. And then I thought Tri Rivers was where you went if you wanted to learn a trade.
Yeah.
And Trekka was the online school.
Uh-huh.
But I never understood what the difference was between Rushmore and Tri Rivers, because I thought Rushmore was about learning a trade, and I'm not really sure what the mission is.
I'm not sure about that. I wish somebody would call and explain, because I thought it was for kids that had dropped out of school, and then they decided that they would go back and get their diplomas.
What? So. And it very well could be. Now, have you read or seen anything about the two Mary Ellen schools? They're called alternative schools.
No, I haven't read anything about that, but it's wonderful if they're going to name one of them after her.
Yeah, I think it's a nice thing as well, but I'm not sure. Alternative schools makes me think it's like a trade school, but
mm-hmm.
Who's to know? I'm not really sure, but I thank you for calling.
Okay, well, would it be Wilhelms for the charity ball?
Not Wilhelms.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep thinking.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, it is a local business, and the local business is still in business, because the last charity ball was in 2007, and only one local business was the sponsor. I know it because I did it with Madge Cooper. We called it the Red Carpet Report, and it was sponsored by this local business, which is still here, and it is a local business. It's owned by a local person. So what local business sponsored the last charity ball in 2007. Now, if you just guess a local business, you might get the answer right to this. But also, what do we know about Rushmore Academy? What do we know about any of this stuff? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I think Rushmore Academy, at least initially, was for kids that just couldn't function in a larger setting. And a lot of their early students were kids. They went after kids that had already dropped out of school, and to bring them back and to get a degree.
Now, is there so it's just like maybe extreme tutoring at Rushmore?
Yes, yes, smaller, you know, much smaller one-on-one type things. Just special attention, you know, to allow them to attend school.
Now, are the Mariel and Withrow schools, because all I've heard is them call them alternative.
I think it's probably the same principle.
Kind of just to help kids who
right.
aren't doing
ones
very
that just
well.
Can't function in a larger setting.
Huh. That's interesting, because I keep wondering what, so it's maybe more one-on-one.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, okay.
Right. And Trekka is strictly, they're a provider of homeschooling.
Now, have you heard anything about this this school where Marian Catholic used to be?
The Academy, Marian Academy, it's just smaller classrooms.
But same kind of curriculum.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because even, you know, I think they had 32 in kindergarten, and they made two kindergarten classes.
Well, that's interesting,
yeah.
Because am I right on this? Did I read somewhere that the enrollment was just under 100?
Yeah, I think 94 or something
94.
Like that. They expect maybe a little more, but now even this year, but which surprised me. But a third of them were kindergarten.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, start out there. Maybe they'll spend their whole school years there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think on your morning drink, I think, on the average, you would probably find out if you would just pull into a parking place and walk inside that your time would be much less.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I go to the gas station, that's what I have to do.
Right.
And that is a pretty fast process. And for some reason, though, I don't know why everything's becoming a drive-through. Pharmacies now.
Everything doesn't matter what it is.
No, and I
grocery stores.
Oh,
everything.
Everything's going to drive-through. We're never going to have to get out of the car again.
I think people are just a little bit lazy.
I would agree with you on that.
Right.
I would agree. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
And one other thing.
Go ahead.
WMRN, was that all the news you need to know? Something like that.
You know, that's a funny thing you bring that up, because nobody, and I've talked to Charlie about this,
uh-huh.
and I've talked to Jeff Ruth about this. Now, the call letters, MRN, now, when I was there, I was told it was Marian Radio News.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Somebody else told me it was Marian without the vowels.
MRN, yeah.
Yeah, and then... Yeah. Clancy Wright, who has passed away since, who did the Country Jamboree on WMRN,
mm-hmm.
he told me it stood for What Marian Really Needs.
Ah.
So I don't know what it meant,
yeah.
But their slogan didn't have anything to do with news in 47, but I know at one point it did. You're right about that.
I listened to it in 47, but I forget.
47, it was, I think it's what it came on the air with, because it was, it had a unique slogan when it came on the air.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's a lot of interesting information there. That's what I like, because we have to get the information out. So Rushmore, apparently, is maybe just a more intensive classroom, maybe more one-on-one, which apparently is similar to what's going on at the Marian Catholic site now, which I guess 93 students. That's interesting. And it looks like the Mary Ellen Withrow schools might be similar to what Rushmore was. But I can't remember the story as to why Rushmore went under. I don't remember that part of the thing. I think it had something to do with the state, but I'm not sure. I can't be sure on that. If anybody knows the story or something similar, let me know. 740-383-9944. But this does bring up an interesting question. Have we become a little bit of a lazy society. Why is everything drive-through now? And boy, people take advantage of it too. Fast food places have been drive-through for a long time. There's no doubt about that. And now pharmacies. You know, in the last 10 or 15 years, a lot of pharmacies have went to the drive-through. As a matter of fact, there are very few pharmacies left that don't have a drive-through. And I don't know. It's a little bit of a different thing. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
I actually have a son that goes to what was formerly known as Rushmore.
Oh, great. Great. What was that about?
It is taking students that cannot function in a bustle high school and slowing it down for them while teaching them a trait that they can use. So it's a high school and Tri-Rivers together.
So it is kind of a trade school.
It is. My son came from Dayton here and was homeschooled all of his life, and he needed to go and get the social skills, so we put him in there last year.
Now, was Rushmore in business last year, or how did that all happen? So Rushmore was
last year. It was called Marion Harding Alternative School.
And now so Mary Ellen Withrow Alternative, Mary Ellen Withrow Academy, is basically the evolution of Harding and Rushmore.
Correct. And Tri-Rivers.
So when you go to Rushmore, you half the day get regular classes, and then half the day you do trade school.
Pretty much. They start the same time as Harding High. They end the same time as Harding High School. My son has two periods of property service that he's taking.
Oh. Now, because I noticed when the Mary Ellen Withrow announcement was made that the middle school is going to be housed at the Boys and Girls Club. So were middle school kids not permitted before this?
I think it was just high school kids.
Just high school kids. Well, that's interesting to know, but it's run. Do you know why Rushmore, the name changed or anything? Did they send out any paperwork on that?
That was before, but in the news, the state actually shut down Rushmore, and the Rushmore school had to pay a bunch of money back.
And do we know why they were having financial issues?
From what I read, it said that they claimed certain things that they wasn't allowed to claim and got too much money.
So, was there ever a period of time where Rushmore was closed before the Harding Alternative School opened?
I'm not for sure. My son just started January of last school year.
Huh. And it's housed in the old Colonial Acres building.
Yes, they we did that at the end of the school year, actually. They took the kids from property service over to that building the last month and to help get it ready.
Well, that's great. Well,
last year, the kids only went to school for like 6 hours.
And this year, they've expanded that.
Yes.
So, do they do property services there at the school, or do they go out and do it somewhere in the community?
Both. I know my son worked with the Habitat project. I think it was Columbia Street. Habitat put two houses up. He went there and worked on those houses.
Now, does your son enjoy school over there?
He does.
Good. Good. Well, I'm glad. Now, have his grades, are they good over there in the academic classes?
It is. So it's a lot like, as you mentioned on your station, Trekka. His academic is geared towards him.
Well, that's very interesting. Because
each student has their own plan to go towards.
So they have a specific. Do you know what the class sizes are over there?
I don't think that many. I think Ty said he has like 18 people in his class.
Well, it's very interesting. Now, did you look at the option of the place at the old Marian Catholic? Because apparently that's supposed to be, but I don't think that's a trade school, is it? That's more just.
I think that's only elementary and middle school. I do not think high school. I think it's only K through 8 right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting, and I'm glad to hear that things are going well. Have the buildings been renamed yet, or are they waiting until after the board meeting coming up?
The kids are being told the new name.
So there aren't any signs up now yet or anything, right?
Not that I've seen, no.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a lot of information. I appreciate that, and good luck to you and your son.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening. Well, there you go. First-hand knowledge. So that's what it is. Academics, part of the day, and learning a trade, which is a good thing. Superintendent from the Marion City Schools, when he was in here last week, you know, we talked about there was a time when there was a thing in the schools going on about you have to go to college, you have to go to college. Well, I don't know if that ever came to fruition. I'm not really sure what that push was or where it came from, but it's nice there are these alternatives because there weren't, I don't know, these all have come, I think, in recent years. Let's put it that way. So you have Trekka Online School. You have, I guess, the Mary Ellen Withrow schools now, which are part trade school, part academic. And then you have the school over at the site of the old Marion Catholic High School, which is, I think, just basically academics, but smaller classrooms. So I think I have that right. Now, if anybody has any more to add to that, we certainly are appreciating the conversation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody wants to add anything to the conversation that we're having here on this Friday morning, 37 minutes past the hour, it's a fascinating thing because it's about learning and how kids are doing what they're doing, and it's very important to know that sort of thing. Also want to remind you the Charlie Evers Show comes up after this show this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs and myself from 12 to 1 today. And if you have a prize you would like to pick up today, we'll be here till 1 o'clock. So there you go. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, or if you have anything you'd like to talk about in general, other than what we've talked about here, does anybody have any feelings on the downtown parking situation? That seems to be a heavy topic in the last few days. Would love to hear from you on that. 740-383-9944. Now, we still have our trivia as well here. Does anybody know the name of the last TV series that John Forsythe was the star of? Does anybody know the local business, which is still in business, that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball? Does anybody know the slogan of station WMRN in 1947? Does anybody know the estimated attendance of the 1945 county fairs? Does anybody know what TV show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. You said you, at 8 o'clock you had a story to share.
Yes.
We came to Marion about 15 years ago from Connecticut, and my son went to a magnet school. And at this magnet school, they just studied arts and drama. They didn't have any type of sports whatsoever. And we're not sports-oriented people. I don't watch any type of sports. So he was unfamiliar with athletics. We get here, he goes to Grant School, and they just built the school, I guess it wasn't 15 years, more like 10. The school is relatively new. They're having something going on in the gymnasium, and while they're walking in, the teacher kept saying, don't walk across the line, don't step across the line onto the basketball court. Being the smart aleck kid my son was, he didn't know it was a basketball court. He couldn't understand the concept of why can't I cross the green line. So he kept sticking his foot across the green line. And, of course, he got suspended for 3 days. So I went in and spoke to the teacher. I'm like, you know, we live in the same country, but we're from a different part of the country, and we don't have a gymnasium at his school. So instead of, you know, jumping to the gun and suspending the kid, talk to them and ask, you know, why are you doing this? And understand that he has no concept of what a gymnasium floor is and why he couldn't cross that line. But I've always snickered about that because he had no idea what a basketball court was and why he couldn't cross it because he came from a magnet school.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I do think sometimes there is a little tendency to overreact because
right.
we don't know what people's backgrounds are.
Right, right. And then I went in and spoke to him the very next day, you know, don't jump the gun. Ask somebody. He's a brand new kid. Why would he do that? Instead of thinking that they're trying to be a disruption, I understand the person you're speaking to and realize he's never even seen a basketball court. We don't follow sports. And the teacher felt like an idiot, I'm sure, but I'm sure it was a learning experience for him, and maybe not an idiot, a learning experience for him and my son.
So did everything after that turn out okay?
Oh, sure. I mean, he took the days off. It's 3 days. What are you going to do? The teacher's made his decision, and it is what it is. So,
well,
that didn't happen again.
Well, that's interesting. And your son's doing well now?
Oh, yeah. He's got a full-time job. He's coping like the rest of us.
Hey, have you been downtown and seen the parking?
No, but I want to go.
Yeah.
I work all the time. I work in Columbus, so I'm headed that way. I keep hearing you guys talk about it. Where is this located?
It's right in front of the county building.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to go down there and see it. I mean, maybe it's a good idea. I'm not going to condemn it, but I just think it's kind of hard to back in to a parking space.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm a horrible person to back up, so I wouldn't park there. You know what else I've never liked is when on Center Street next to Greenwood, where they start shortening up the lanes. It keeps going down the lane and down the lane and down the lane. I know they did that because people went through it, like shooting the loop. But, it seems to jam up traffic, and it never made much sense to me.
It is interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for the story and for listening and calling in, and have a great day at work.
You too, Scott. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See, there we go. We've started a discussion this morning, and it's a great discussion to have. 43 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have any stories or anything of interest when it comes to Marion? That's the topic we're discussing this morning. This is the town hall of Marion at this point. You can be heard everywhere by everybody who's listening. These parking spaces are fascinating. It's just fascinating. I hope nobody takes it personally that we're talking about it. But it's just a fascinating thing, the way it all shook out. Or is shook? Shook? Okay, I think it's shook out. But it's interesting because so many people last Friday, when this all came about, thought it was a joke. They really thought they painted the thing, the lines, the wrong way down there. And apparently not. Apparently it's for backing in. But is that a good idea? Has somebody went down there and tried this? Let me know. 740-383-9944. And the other topic this morning has been schools. Do you have a story about the schools, Marion City Schools, that would be of interest to the people listening? Go ahead, caller.
Shuck.
Did I say shuck? I know.
It's all shuck.
You know, sometimes I'll say a word like that, and I know I've done it, and I don't call attention to it.
It may be in the Urban Dictionary, but...
Shuck. What was the Elvis song, I'm All Shuck Up?
All Shuck Up.
I'm All Shuck Up.
That was the country Elvis. That was the country version.
Well, you know, the language is very interesting, and maybe that's what they talk about in Ohio dialect.
Maybe.
Shuck. Shuck. You shuck corn... You shook.
You get shook. You shook.
Shook. Have you been down to the county building?
Oh, well, that's why I called.
Oh, I hope. Good.
I have my opinion, and my opinion is just let it see how it works. Scott, I got the impression, now the article in the paper today, plus just what my thoughts on it. How is that a whole lot different from parallel parking when you have to back in?
I don't understand it. I'm confused. I mean, I get the theory is that it's easier to pull out. and that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how it's easier to pull in.
Well, I don't know that it's easier to pull in. I don't think anybody would argue with that. You've either got to pull in or pull out, and it's really under duress. I guess a lot of the problems was in these other cities when they made changes. People were causing accidents with bicyclists and perhaps motorcyclists, anybody on a cycle, or, you know, that sort of thing. But, Scott, has anybody noticed or the comment that was made that it's supposed to help slow down the traffic going through?
Well,
so
it'll do that.
People aren't driving as fast.
Well, see, this is one of the... Because when I went down there on Monday, because people said there was an area where you could pull off to back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that area where you're going to pull off of Center Street and be able to back into one of these spaces.
Yeah.
I don't know where that area is because some people have big SUVs.
Well, maybe they shouldn't park there.
I would think. Now, let's say there's a car, an open space, and a car.
Uh-huh.
And you're going down Center Street. And now you have to stop. I mean, you have to dead stop.
Uh-huh.
Throw the car in reverse. Now, not only are you going the wrong way on Center Street to try to get in this parking space.
Oh, boy, that's a technique. That's a...
Right. But you've got two cars that you're trying not to hit on either side as you're trying to do
right,
this.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand about it. I get that it's better for pulling out. Backing in any time is better for pulling
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's the savior of downtown Marion parking. They're trying to slow down the parking? Is that what they said?
Well, that's part of it. It helps, you know, so people aren't just flying through down there, probably going faster than they should anyhow. But part of it has something to do with that, because as people are going down through there, okay, somebody wants to park, maybe I have to slow down here a little bit. You know, that is part of it, because if you read the article, that is what they said. And also, you know, Ken and Evie both, they've been going over this for 3 or 4 years trying to decide, you know, and they've studied it, and there's other towns that are using this. The other thing I could see is they also suggested that you do it on a side street first, which, well, that's okay. But I think this is a good place to start, too, because this is important parking down here.
Now, did they say locally who made the decision to do this?
Well, I rather imagine it was regional planning, or not regional, but, you know, just the office there. I can't recall who, you know, because sometimes they probably have the capacity themselves there in the office to make that, let's try this sort of a thing, you know.
Well, it is interesting because it's only a certain amount of space right now, but if all downtown parking went that way,
mm-hmm.
boy, I think that would be a real problem because you would have people stopping all over Center Street.
Well, another place that would probably might help would be in front of the bookstore, that in there. I don't know. Now, I'm trying to recall. Is there handicap in either one of those? There probably is handicap down there, but that medical...
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
And I don't know about handicap people pulling in.
Well, the first sign of this that was not good was that when it happened last Friday, people were immediately making fun of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably where the newspaper article came from, was to try to explain to people
that's another thing they said in the article, that it was suggested that when cities do this, that they let people know, kind of give them a heads up about it, and there really was no heads up, and just the fact that early Monday morning was it or whatever, that people were looking at this like, what's this? Is this a mistake?
Well, are there a lot of, I mean, I have not read that there are a lot of accidents on Center Street. Maybe little fender benders or things, but usually when I hear of accidents, I hear Route 4, I hear Mount Vernon Avenue, I hear, you know, streets like that. I have never heard too much about Center Street.
Well, I don't know. That I don't know. And whether some of this It seems to me, because I'm trying to recall, I read it through as well, you know, that there probably were some people complaining about even trying to back out of there, because I don't know about you, Scott, what kind of car you've got, but I don't care what kind of car you got, the person that pulls in beside of you where you have to back out is a small dump truck or whatever. It happens to me a lot, and then it happens to me down Smith Clinic, you know.
Well, you know, when people pull out, too, if they cut that corner too sharp, they're going to nick you.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anybody's going to see that to get your license plate. And I guess you're just going
to
have...
But I just wish people would give it a little bit of chance to see how it works. And if you're afraid of it, there's parking out back.
Well, that's true. You know, my fear is, this is the only reason I think it's become a topic, is I'm afraid of two things. I'm afraid there are going to be people who don't understand it, and they're going to either dead stop and try to back in, and that they're going to get rear-ended, and somebody's going to be hurt bad. Or somebody's going to think that, you know, you need to pull in forward that way.
Well, that they do have signage. I saw that there was a picture of the signage in the paper.
I'm just afraid that somebody's going to get rear-ended, and I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I do too.
Because I think to be rear-ended, if you're going backward and the car's going forward and they don't understand why you're stopped, that could end badly.
Well, there again, I go back to the parallel parking where a person pulls up to where they want to back into to get that car wedged in there. You're doing the same thing. Am I right?
Well, I think so. I think so for the most part. But, you know, it was always my experience that when you take your driver's test, the thing that most people failed on was the parallel parking.
You know, when I took mine, I was so scared of that.
Yeah.
And I went to back in, and I told the instructor guy there, I said, can I pull out and try again? He says, you just keep going. You're doing fine. And I did, and I got my license.
You know, I know there are so many stories out there mm-hmm. of somebody backing up, and you hear that cone crunch.
Well.
And you know that there's no going back at that point. You might have done beautifully through the rest of the test.
Right.
But once that cone crunches...
The old crunching cone.
It's all over from that point on. I don't know. Maybe... Have you tried... Have you been down to the county building?
No, I haven't had time. I was out of town yesterday and just been busy this week. But I will... Well, I'll have to get down there next... Okay.
Yes, and tell...
I have to go to regional planning next Wednesday night.
There you go.
So I may try it.
And see how it goes.
And I'll report in.
And report back to us. Sounds good.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It certainly has become an interesting topic. We have 7 minutes left in the program, 53 minutes past the hour. If the phone's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep trying back. 740-383-9944 if you've got something to say about this. And again, I know there are people who listen downtown. It's not a knock on it. Maybe it'll work fine. Maybe all downtown parking will be back in at some point, and that'll be a great idea. But it was strange how it was brought out, that nobody really knew that it was coming. And I don't know who made that decision, and I don't know how you would put it out there that it was coming in this day and age. I guess you could call us, call the newspaper, or put it on Facebook, I guess. I don't know. Just different. Just a different thing. So we're talking about schools and backward parking here. 740-383-9944. Let us know. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
I think, you know, with the advent of all the big box stores and their parking, nobody has the skills anymore to back up and park. And you know, it used to be downtown, every parking place was a parallel parking place.
Yeah.
And there was people that knew how to back up and park, and there was other people that drive around the block until they found a place that they could pull in forward. You know, there's a certain amount of people that have the skills to do things and some that don't.
Well, I know that what I would think in front of the county building is there's going to be a time when all the parking spaces are taken up but one. and trying to navigate into that one parking space backwards.
Yeah, I'm not sure how wide they are, you know, but because the whole concept of angle parking is to increase the number of parking places available.
Right.
You know, if you can put a 12-foot wide angle parking space versus a 25-foot wide, 25-foot long, you know, you get parked twice as many cars in the same space.
Well, I think the whole, I just had not realized there was such a problem downtown with the speed of the traffic.
No.
I'd never heard that before, but apparently that's in the article today.
If you're going to, they said really it's now more of the advent of increasing bicycle traffic. It's probably one of the more dangerous of the standard angle pull-in parking, like the lady said before. If you got a big vehicle next to you, you know, you're out in the lane before you can see if anybody's coming. It's too late then.
Right, right.
And if you pull out in front of a bicycle, you know.
Yeah, and I would think a lot of people driving down Center Street to go to work at Whirlpool as it gets darker in the morning, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
So it's...
But, you know, there's probably not much... At that time of day, there's probably not too many people going to park in front of the county building anyway.
Hopefully not. We'll hope not. We'll hope. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Bye. Got a few minutes left here, 57 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. And as I say, remember, if the phone's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a ring. It's been an interesting conversation this hour. I thank everybody for calling in and thank everybody who's out there listening. And the topics have been the Marion City Schools, different type of schools they have, from Rushmore Academy to Trekka to the regular schools. And, this downtown courthouse parking, which maybe it'll be for the good. I guess time will tell. I think the plan is to do more of it if it goes over well. I wonder in the last week, is it going over well? Hard to tell. But if you have anything else to say in the last few minutes here, give us a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything is on the table this morning. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up 10 after 10 until 12 noon, and then the Exchange Club with Brandy Downs, Charlie, and myself from 12 until 1 today. And you can pick up your tickets till 1 o'clock today, too. And the trivia questions are still out there today. What was John Forsythe's last television series called? What local business sponsored the last broadcast of the charity ball? Local business that's still in business. What was the slogan of WMRN back in 1947? The estimated attendance at the fairs in 1945? What TV show in the 1990s did a big parody of Bob Hope's Buttons and Bows song? And what television show did Robert Kennedy first appear on after the assassination of his brother, President John Kennedy, in the 1960s? Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour on this Friday morning. Give us a ring, or if you have something to say in regard to anything we've talked about this morning, from the downtown Marion parking to the city schools to anything else going on in Marion. Sue McGowan was on, mayoral candidate Sue McGowan was on with Glenn Coble yesterday. I know there were some call-ins during that show. If you have something to say about that, you still have time to do it here on Friday morning. We can get one more call in, but time is ticking away. 740-383-9944. And as I say, I appreciate all the calls this morning. The last hour has been very good and a very interesting conversation with personal stories and information that I think needs to be gotten out to the Marion community. And these days, this might be the best way to do it, is to get it out over the airwaves from people who have been and know about all the situations. Charlie Evers is coming up after the obituaries, the news, and the weather. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio.
GH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, really big name from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it's really,